Our Green Future. Diane Naughton, Series Editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1. Green Design. Some years ago, green was simply a color. Now it's much more. In the second part of the 18th century, some parts of the world started to change very quickly. In Western Europe, new ways of farming were invented and many factories were built. Different kinds of machines did work that people and animals had done before. Railroads and better roads brought everyone and everything closer together. Coal and oil became extremely important in everyday life because they were needed for all the new machines. Towns grew quickly, and many houses, schools, and hospitals were built. Over time, people were able to earn more money, and they were able, of course, to spend it, too. By the late 20th century, life in many countries was much more comfortable than it had been 2.5 centuries earlier. Big cars, fast planes, electric refrigerators, and supermarket vegetables already washed, cut up, and covered in plastic. If something was broken, people could just throw it away and buy a new one. Life had never been so good, or so we thought. In the 1970s, some people began to feel very worried. What would happen if we continued using the Earth's natural resources as if there were no tomorrow? One day, there would be no more coal or oil left. What was the pollution from homes and factories doing to our environment? Greenhouse gases were changing our climate. Maybe the comfortable life we had made for ourselves was, in fact, a great danger for our world. And so green thinking was born, a big idea that touches governments all over the world, and a small idea that touches us all in our homes. People decided it was time to work with the Earth instead of against it. In order to be greener, we needed to find new ways of making things. Architects and building engineers interested in green ideas started thinking about the design of buildings and how to make them sustainable. They wanted to build factories and homes for the people of today without this being a danger for the children of tomorrow. This meant thinking carefully about the whole life of a building from its birth until its death, how it is designed, where and how it is built, and what building materials are used. They also have to think about the way in which the building is used and how to destroy it when it is no longer useful. These days, green architecture is becoming more and more popular. To understand it, we have to look at three different areas. Efficient use of natural resources. People need to be very careful about the materials they use. It is better to choose renewable materials, those that the Earth replaces quickly, not materials that take many years to come back. Or we can use recycled materials. Water is also an extremely important resource, so green buildings should use as little water as possible. Alternative energy sources need to be used whenever possible, like solar power, energy from the sun. The natural resources of the Earth offer the green architect many possibilities. Meeting the needs of users. Planners must also consider the needs and comfort of those who will spend time in green buildings. In many cases, green energy is also more comfortable for people. For example, natural lighting is often kinder on the eyes than electric lighting. A little heat from the sun or a cool, light wind is more pleasant than central heating or air conditioning. Good ventilation means that people can breathe cleaner, fresher air. In fact, many people who live or work in green buildings report feeling happier and healthier. Environmental impact. Green architects must think about the effect the building will have on the environment around it. For example, they might try to use as little ground space as possible. If you build a building over a large area, there will be less space for plants and trees. They also have to think about the construction of the building, reducing waste and pollution while the building work is going on. Critics point to the high cost of green design, but green designers argue that, although the early costs of a green building are higher, the final costs will be lower. Through green architecture, a building's energy costs, for example, can easily be 30% lower than those of a traditional building. Over time, that is a lot of money. So, although green buildings are more expensive to build, they are less expensive to operate. Chapter 2. New materials, new ways. With new materials and new ways of using old materials, we can start to build a greener future. Traditional buildings are made from different types of wood, stone, and metal. This can be a problem if we use too much of them. It takes a lot of energy to get these materials from the earth and to move them from place to place. So green architects have to think of new ways of building. They often choose renewable materials, materials that the earth replaces quickly. Some kinds of trees take 80 years to grow fully. Using wood from these trees is bad for the environment. However, wood taken from the bamboo plant is perfect for green building. It is one of the fastest-growing plants in the world, sometimes growing 1 meter in only 24 hours. Different ways to insulate buildings have also been found. Engineers are using renewable and recycled materials, such as old newspaper. The newspaper is cut into very small pieces. The pieces are blown into the space behind a wall with a special machine. The tiny pieces fill even the smallest hole. This stops the cold wind from getting into a building and the heat from getting out. Straw is also used to insulate wooden buildings, making them about 75% more energy efficient. Interestingly, straw protects a building from fire, too. No air can get into the wall, so a fire cannot pass through it either. Green building materials should also last for as long as possible, and there are ways to help this happen. There is a special type of glass for buildings that acts like a large pair of sunglasses. When sheets of this glass are put around a wooden building, they protect the wood from the heat of the sun. This helps control the temperature and also reduces the need for repairs. A material called fly ash is also useful. This is the waste material that comes from burning coal. Around the world, a lot of coal is burned for energy. This makes a lot of fly ash. Rather than pouring this ash into the ocean or landfills, builders can mix it with concrete. This reduces the amount of other materials in the concrete. It also makes the floors and walls of buildings very strong and thick. These floors and walls need fewer repairs over time. But green building is not just about how we use natural materials. It is also about saving energy. For example, engineers have invented new ways of keeping buildings warm. Pipes with hot water running through them are put under the floor. Heat from this water then goes up through the floor and helps heat the building. This is called radiant heating. Engineers have also thought of clever new ways to turn the sun's energy into electricity. These days, it is not unusual to see solar panels on the roofs of buildings, but many green buildings now have solar tubes instead of traditional skylights. These tubes are like pipes for sunlight. Using mirrors, they carry light from the sun all over the building, reducing the need for electric lighting. Chapter 3: Recycling for a Better Future. Why spend time and money making something new if we can use something we already have? By recycling, people can reduce waste, save energy, and protect the world's natural resources. Green architects recycle in many different ways. Instead of destroying an old building, they make changes to it so that people can use it for a new purpose. Old factories or churches are sometimes made into apartment buildings or office buildings. An old railroad station might be the perfect place for a shopping mall. A greenhouse could make a fantastic, fashionable cafe. Used car tires and food or drink cans are useful building materials, too. But this is not a new idea. In the 1970s, American architect Mike Reynolds started designing buildings known as earth ships. They are made mostly from tires filled with earth, and they use only natural energy like the sun. They are cheap and easy to build, which has made them popular and helpful in poorer countries around the world. Earth ships do not have running water. They collect the water they need from rain and snow. This water is then cleaned so that people can drink and wash with it. People can also recycle some of it. Water that comes from the shower or from washing clothes is known as gray water. This water is not safe to drink, but it can be used to flush toilets or to water plants and fields. It is not only old buildings that can have a new life, and it isn't just architects and engineers who have good ideas for recycling. In 1994, Joanne Usery, a hairstylist from Mississippi, USA, lost her house in an ice storm. She had a relative who worked with airplanes. Together, they decided to recycle one of the old planes into a new house for Joanne. At that time, the average price of a new house in the USA was $150,000. Joanne spent $2,000 to buy the plane, $4,000 to move it to her land, and about $24,000 to make it into a house. She kept the windows and the original bathroom, but changed other parts so that her new home would be more comfortable. Unusual, cheap, and green. Building materials, too, can be recycled. When a building is destroyed, whole pieces like doors and windows can be repaired, repainted, and reused in new buildings. Natural resources like stone, metal, or wood can be taken from the walls, floors, or roof of the building. Even the glass, plastic, and metal people use in their everyday lives can be used in green design. In Thailand, Buddhist monks built a whole religious building from green and brown bottles. In China, a farmer called Ma Yanjun uses 66 bottles, connected by plastic tubes, on the roof of his house for hot water. The water runs through the tubes and is heated by the sun. This hot water then goes into the bathroom. Ma says that his homemade solar heater gives enough hot water for the 3 members of his family to have a shower every day. It is so efficient and easy that some of his neighbors have copied his idea. Chapter 4. Mother Earth. Mother Earth is full of natural energy. People can use that energy to make life better. The sun comes up every morning and goes down every night. Some months of the year we see more of it, and some we see less. Though no one can change that, specially designed buildings can adapt to the sun's behavior. Passive solar design, for example, is about collecting natural heat in winter and protecting against that heat in summer. It doesn't need machines, and it uses very little electricity. Passive solar design is all about working with the sun, not against it. Architects think about the path of the sun at different times of year. Windows go where they will catch most of the sun and its heat for winter warmth. For summer, architects find different ways of protecting buildings from the sun or directing sunlight away. For example, the windows might have louvers. These are pieces of metal, wood, or special glass. They cover a window or door and stop the sunlight from passing through. Some louvers stay in one place. Some move up or down to adapt to the sun's position. In winter, when the sun is lower, light can pass through. In summer, when the sun is high in the sky, the light can't get through the louvers. Of course, building design will not be the same in all parts of the world. In the north, for example, it is better to have windows facing south to catch sunlight. Evergreen trees, which do not lose their leaves, are best on the north side. They make a very efficient wall against cold winter winds. In hotter countries, closer to the equator, it is a good idea to plant trees that lose their leaves around buildings. In spring and summer, when the sun is hot, the leaves protect the building from the heat. In fall and winter, when the leaves have fallen from the trees, the sun's warmth can reach the building and help heat it. Earth sheltering is another way of using Mother Earth. This is the name given to buildings in which the walls or the roof are covered in dirt. Natural holes in rocks or hills are sometimes used, or a hole is made in the ground, leaving only the roof in contact with the air. These buildings are like man-made caves. Dirt stays hot for a long time and also protects against the cold. As a result, earth shelters are very energy efficient, and the roof can be a garden, too. The wind is another present from Mother Earth. Storms with very strong winds, like tornadoes or hurricanes, are dangerous, of course, but wind can also be used to make electricity. Wind turbines are especially efficient in places that are windy most of the time because they work best when winds are traveling 50 to 90 kilometers per hour. Turbines are normally quite big, but small ones can fit on the roof of a house. They are expensive, but they can make 10 to 25% of the electricity an average family needs. Chapter 5. What do you think? There are many good things about green building, but some people do not agree that it is the best way. Haworth is a small village in the north of England. It is very popular with tourists from all over the world. Haworth was the home of the Bronte sisters, Charlotte, Emily, and Anne, all of whom were great writers. The country around Haworth is wild and beautiful, and the sisters loved the landscape very much. Emily's well-known book, Wuthering Heights, takes place there. Today, there is a plan to build 4 wind turbines in Haworth. They will be 100 meters tall and built just outside the village on the Bronte Way, a beautiful path where the sisters used to walk to think about their stories, and which is now popular with tourists. The project will cost £12 million, about $19 million. Here is what 2 different people think about the plan. Who do you agree with?
This project will be fantastic for Haworth. The turbines will make enough electricity for 4,500 homes, but in a natural way. So it will be better for the environment. The project will also create lots of jobs. This is the future of Haworth.
This project will be terrible for Haworth. The turbines are really big, ugly, and very near our houses. Our beautiful countryside will look horrible, and tourists won't come here anymore. It might be dangerous for the birds, too. They could fly into the turbines and die. Save our wildlife. Save our village.